I just lost a bet with myself. I bet myself $100, Wendy, that at some point you would say the word "hua," and you didn't say the word "hua."
No, I'm too busy dancing because it's Friday, everybody.
Yeah, it's our Friday dance party.
Come join
us. Bill and Wendy Terrio. We've been joined by Kurt Wagner of TVShowPatrol.com. If you like your television and you want to know what's what, I would highly recommend you visit Kurt's website, TVShowPatrol.com. Kurt, the show business world is shocked at allegations of Harvey Weinstein. Weinstein?
It's Steen, right?
I think it is, isn't
Pick
it?
Pick one, though. If it's wine, shouldn't it be Stein? If it's ween, shouldn't it be Steen?
Weinstein?
I don't know why you would change it.
That doesn't
Maybe
sound
it's
right.
Weinstein.
Weinstein. Maybe. Harvey Weinstein. Well-known Hollywood producer, one of the most powerful guys in Hollywood, but it's been an interesting couple of days for him, hasn't it?
Can you give us some movies, just because for people like me, I don't know what he is responsible for. I've heard Pulp Fiction.
Yeah, his production company.
Miramax.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was Miramax first, and then it was, and now it's the Weinstein Company, because I don't know if Miramax sold to someone else or what, how that worked out. But
if you see any award show, whether it's the Emmys or the Academy Awards or whatever, half of the people who win thank him because he's like one of the biggest power brokers in Hollywood.
He's a huge super producer basically, and now they're getting into television, which is why it's interesting in the television world too. But
was he the one behind Big Little Lies? Was that him? Did they come to him with that?
That might have been him. He has a couple things coming up.
Meryl Streep always thanks him and talks about
it. Not anymore.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of the reaction from other folks in Hollywood are that if you've worked with him, because this is not a shocking thing to Hollywood. This has been an open secret for years.
Yeah.
I think it's shocking maybe to everyone else.
It's sexual harassment for people who don't know.
But weird sexual harassment, like you have your choice, according to Ashley Judd. She said that, you know, he could give her a massage. Excuse me. She could give him a massage or she could watch him take a shower. That just is bizarre.
It's very weird. And even the woman who's the lawyer who's speaking on his behalf is someone who has, I think she worked with the women who were harassed at Fox.
Oh, really?
On the opposite end of it.
Interesting.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just the whole thing is very bizarre because.
And he hasn't denied it, right? So the allegations were made.
He's basically saying he's going to get help for it and he has a problem.
There's been a lot of reaction to his response, too, which was my early days in the business were the 60s and 70s, and that's how things were. I mean, he basically just said a big,
Well, but he is suing the New York Post, I heard, now, too, for defamation. But is that defamation if it's true?
Oh, good question. I don't know the answer to that.
I don't think it is.
I don't either.
All right, so Hollywood for years and years and years and years has had a reputation, the casting couch reputation. And over the years, if you read any biographies of any Hollywood star, they tell you where it came into play. It's not as talked about anymore, but it's got to still exist to some point, right?
Oh, yeah. And it's hard to say this, but the good thing now is that no one is feeling as intimidated to be shut up.
Right.
You're right.
You know, which is a great thing. And this will further that.
Can I tell you he was the executive producer on Bill Cosby and American Scandal TV show? Isn't that ironic?
Yeah. Beyond ironic. Yeah.
Well, you know, and he's a well-known sort of liberal supporter, you know, Democrat, Democratic supporter who has supported a lot of things that this sort of makes it look a little.
Malia Obama interned for him.
Oh,
how
really?
Weird is that?
Very weird.
Yeah.
So it's normally he and his brother, right? Robert.
Right.
They're the partners.
Yeah.
No comment from him that I've seen.
No. So the company's ruling body, whatever they're called, the board of directors or whatever, have met to figure things out, and Harvey's taking a leave.
Yeah, I saw that was announced. And then many people today on various show business websites are saying it'd be very strange to ever see him work again, that this is so serious and there's so much evidence against him that you've probably seen the last time he's produced
anything.
Well,
and the thing is, you know, it's as the story said, it's decades
right
of this happening. And it is so many people are complicit in it. You know, so many agents sent their actresses to see him for meetings who knew that he did this.
I'm going to make you a star.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's so sort of old school. Really?
The biggest names so far that have come forward are Ashley Judd and Rose McGowan.
Oh, yeah.
So both of these actresses are really well known. You would think at some point they'd say, I've got enough credibility in Hollywood right now that if I do say something, I mean, it's taken this long and they finally are.
Right.
But I'm shocked that this didn't happen years ago.
Well, I think both of those instances were before they were
bigger stars.
Yeah. But yeah. I mean, Ashley Judd just left, I think. I think they probably both did, if I remember the story right. But
are any of these allegations from recent?
I think the most recent thing I saw was 2 years ago.
That's pretty recent.
Yeah.
You always see him at these award shows, and he seems to be such a good, well-natured human being. He's always jovial and laughing and having a good time. And it's much like Bill Cosby. You go, well, I've been fooled.
Well,
really, and again, this. Not once or twice. This is an ongoing
for
thing.
Decades.
I know.
Yeah.
God, how many people have skeletons in their closet?
Well, I get this this Hollywood e-letter thing from. It's from an insider, and it's sort of a gossip thing, but it's not really gossip, but it's true. And he calls him throughout his whole story, Harvey Grabberhands.
Oh, great.
Because he talks a lot about, you know, how all these different people who have spoken out against sexual harassment are basically, you know, they knew.
I always wonder, like, remember Corey Feldman a year or so came out and said that for years he and Corey Haim were being abused by producers sexually. And then we talked to him and he refuses to name names. And I don't know why.
Maybe he wasn't ready yet. I don't know. But it does seem if you're going to have these allegations and you're so bothered by everybody being affected by this, including yourself, then name names.
And it could help prevent this happening in the future. If there's some producer that he worked with or producers and they were doing this to him, you got to name the names because you'll help prevent it from happening.
Well, now, true now, but, you know, I mean, always, but when you're that powerful, as powerful as he's been in the past, I mean, I think right before they left Miramax, you know, they had, what, six Best Picture Oscars in a short amount of time, including Shakespeare in Love, which nobody thought should have won.
Right.
You know, this is a powerful individual who can actually break your career.
Yeah. All right, let's do this. We'll take a break. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. We've got other things to discuss with him, so stay where we are. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Kurt Wagner's here from TVShowPatrol.com. All your favorite TV needs on one website. That's TVShowPatrol.com. Kurt, I know this is not on your list of topics, but I'm concerned about the ladies from Sex and the City. Why are they always fighting each other? There's no words to express this.
Maybe. Girls are catty. They don't get along when they're all
Kim
together.
Kim Cattrall and Sarah Jessica Parker.
Because I would get in trouble for saying that.
They have been at each other's throats. They want to make a third movie, a Sex and the City 3. So one of them says something, the other one says something, and before you know it, the project's being dashed.
I think there's some real professional jealousy there, right?
Yeah, big time.
Is that
really
what it is?
Yeah. Where's Kim Cattrall been lately?
Yeah, that's true. I haven't seen her do much lately. How do we fix this, Kurt? What can we do to make these ladies happy?
Group hug.
Is that what it is? All right, if that's what it is.
Send them handbag
shopping.
Yeah.
A lot of people have.
Was the second one any good? Was the movie that came out? I didn't see it.
I didn't see either of the movies.
I didn't see either one, but
I didn't
my
either.
Sex and the City fan friends
yeah.
weren't necessarily
pleased.
Thrilled. With
yeah. All I know is you can't go into the WGN newsroom to this day and not see Cosmopolitan glasses everywhere. So it had some effect on the newsroom here at WGN. All right,
I'm having a Cosmopolitan right now.
That was the official drink of Sex and the City.
Boy, you know more than I do about that.
That's all they drank on the old show.
And Louboutin shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you got a show.
And weird clothes.
Yeah.
Right. This is something Wendy and I talked about on the stream a little bit yesterday, and you can answer this. When do you know when it's time to give up? If you've been watching a show for a couple of years and you've enjoyed it, and then at some point you say to yourself, it's not doing it for me anymore, when do you just give it up then and there? Do you give it another week or a couple more weeks? What do you do?
You
bail quickly, don't you?
I bail quickly because there's a lot out there.
Right.
But even shows, the shows that I've watched a long time, there's just at some point I just say, I'll miss this week's episode. I'll record it and maybe get to it. And then by the end of the season, I have 14 episodes and I haven't done it. And it gets into maybe midsummer. And I've always thought I'll get back to it. And then I don't. Then I just delete them all.
Let me give you an example. It never
becomes like a, okay, I'm over it. I don't think I ever actually say that out loud. But
we all feel like we've invested so much time in the show and the characters. And you want to see how it plays off.
I don't ever feel like that. I've heard people say that they do, that I have to watch it to the end.
Remember that show, Under the Dome?
There's no end to it.
You watched Under the Dome when it was on, right? That was the Stephen King story about the town that was...
I got rid of that pretty fast.
I started watching it, and I liked it, and then I really liked it. And then at some point, I go... I don't even care what happens anymore. I don't think they
then
know.
Then it's time to give it
right,
up.
Right, that's what I did. I stopped right then and there.
It just fizzles out. You know, I have a funny story about Under the Dome. I went to San Diego Comic-Con one year, and we were at a round table to do interviews with some of the stars. And I had seen the first two episodes. I think it was during the first season. No, it was during the second season. And I had seen the first two episodes of the first season.
Uh-huh.
Had no idea anything that had happened before, but I had to go to this table because CBS did their rooms where they had all their shows in the same room.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to do a different show, right?
Yeah.
So my first question when they sat down was, what's the deal with the dome?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a very smart question.
And... there was not another question was asked because it just went, this conversation just went from there. And I don't think I said anything else the rest of the time.
Shouldn't producers, when you have a show like Under the Dome, and I guess Lost is the best example of this, I always wonder if the people who think up the show kind of have an idea of how it's going to end, or if they just go, let's just run with it and see where it goes. Don't you think they should be forced by law to have an idea of how it's going to end?
I think some people do.
Yeah.
But I think you're right that you can tell when they don't.
Right.
You know, and that's often why I love British shows.
Yeah.
Is because they are a story,
right.
A season. You know, and the anthology series too. You know, American Horror Story, this season it's the story.
Yeah.
Or, you know, The People versus O.J. Simpson or Feud, you know, those kind of shows, those anthology shows. I'm done with the story.
Right. Right.
And it, I don't know, I'm fine with that. You know, I remember when I was a kid, there was some show that got canceled and I was very upset about it. And I can't remember what the show is now because I love the characters, but...
Was it Voyage to the Bottom of the Sea?
No, it might have been Land of the Lost.
Oh, maybe. All right.
What was that show we loved? Family something that, it was a great, a kid ran away.
No, he got kidnapped.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
And
the recent one?
The Family.
Yeah. It was amazing and so good. And that I really felt... like they pulled the rug under away
too
from
soon.
Me. Yeah, because that was really, really good. But now Fear the Walking Dead, I started watching the first, maybe the second season, and I, like Kurt, had them all backed up and realized I'm not missing watching this, so I'm just erasing them and I'm done.
Yeah.
Right. And now, you know, you have to catch people.
Immediately.
Right away, because there's so much out there. And if your fans are... like TV fans who stream and who watch TV and cable and all that stuff, there's a lot of competition.
Yeah, there is. Yeah. Yeah, there is. Give us one or two highlights of what's coming on this week. I know shows are still premiering their first episodes. What should we be watching for? Just one or two for this week.
Well, today on Netflix is this Italian series called Saburra, and it's based on a movie. And it looks really good. It's about corrupt politicians, organized crime. If you're into subtitles, if you're okay
corrupt
with
politicians,
subtitles.
That should be on the Sci-Fi Network.
Madam Secretary returns this Sunday,
which is good.
A great CBS show. I love that show.
Yeah.
All the CW stuff is coming back this week. And so Dynasty, the new Dynasty, Riverdale, Supergirl.
Wait, the new Dynasty. Go back. Anybody connected from the old Dynasty?
No.
Is it the same characters? Is it the Carringtons again?
It's the Carringtons, but they are different.
Oh.
Yeah. It's just sort of the name and sort of the idea. No, they're not Muppets.
They should do Muppets.
Why would you watch?
Yeah, I would watch it.
Mr. Robot season 3. There's a bunch of stuff. Oh, and Wednesday, all day long, you can see this. BBC America is doing this really cool thing. It's some kind of anniversary of LGBT rights in England this coming week. And they're doing this... 8 short films curated and directed by Mark Gatiss, who is an actor and a writer for Sherlock.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Queers, and it's these eight short, they're like monologues, like 40-minute monologues from different times in British history of a gay rights thing.
Mm-hmm.
And sort of famous, you know, kind of well-known actors are doing the monologues, and then they're having this wrap-up thing at 9 o'clock at night. So it's like an all-day event that one day.
Sounds good.
And they're pretty good. Even though they're monologues, they're kind of, they're pretty riveting.
I'm sure. That's Kurt Wagner. His website is tvshowpatrol.com. It's right there on your internet. Go look at it. All right. Thanks, Kurt. Appreciate it. A quick break, some news, and then more show. Bill and Wendy, WGN.